Hey everybody, Josh here from the media here, and exactly as we expected would happen, police are getting a lot of phone calls regarding reports for hate speech after in Scotland they brought forward this insane new law essentially saying that you can't even insult or offend anyone. You could go to prison for many years, in some cases as much as 7 years. J.K. Rowling has seen these threats aimed at her. The Telegraph says hate crime complaints to Scottish police set to outnumber total for all other offenses. We have this at a zero hedge. We cannot cope. Police Scotland deluged with politicized hate crime reports. This is happening as, of course, J.K. Rowling has said, arrest me in challenge over hate crime law. And of course, now they're claiming in places like Scotland that anyone that dares to report Yousaf in any way for his anti-white speech to police, they are far right and they're spreading disinformation, he claims. And there's other countries that are doing this as well. And this is a beginning sign of the move towards the complete social credit type censorship. And the end goal for this will be your bank account, your food, and everything else. You will owe nothing and you will be enslaved. This is what we're going to go into and much more today, my friends. But before we do, I urge people to check those links below. We have gogetfunding.com, Patreon, Subscribestar, et cetera. Thank you to everyone who's helped us and supported us over time. We had to give up our house recently, and we're on the road currently, and we could not survive without you guys. You guys are the heartbeat of independent media, and it's just I feel very, very blessed that we have so many amazing supporters out there. So again, thank you very much for your support over the last couple of years. And of course, we have that gogetfunding.com link in the description for our 15-minute city documentary and just helping us overall, as well as our WAM legal defense, where we are dealing with some legal issues as well. So it means a lot to us. Also, you could check out our link for heavensharvest.com for long-term storable foods that are non-GMO. There's organic kits, heirloom seeds, water filtration and storage, and books on how to get started. Use code WAM, WAM, and you get free shipping on much of these and 5% as well off on your order. This is another way to avoid censorship because the end goal for censorship is to starve you out until you do whatever they tell you to do. And you must resist. And this is one of the main ways you can resist. This is a real world solution, my friends. So anyway, that's heavensharvest.com. Again, that's code WAM, WAM. Now let's get into this. So this under the Telegraph, hate crime complaints to Scottish police set to outnumber total for all other offenses. So, in a recent video, I said, yeah, if you guys all just start reporting everybody for hate crimes in Scotland, there's no way they could possibly enforce this insanity. And it's true, and it's becoming obvious, and it's really becoming an issue on the shoulders of police here. It says frontline officers warn they cannot cope with surge after 8,000 reports in first week after new law. Okay, come on, guys. Only 8,000. You got to do better than that. I'm not telling anyone to make any false reports here. By the way, it's when people are very hateful to you, you might just overload the system because there's so much hate. So everyone might just have to start going and calling and making those reports. But again, yes, they cannot cope with it. And of course, it's ridiculous. Of course, we are living in very Orwellian times. This out of Zero Hedge. We cannot cope. Police in Scotland deluged with politicized hate crime reports. It says entirely as predicted, Police Scotland has been deluged with vexatious and politically driven hate crime reports, with one top official complaining we cannot cope. Didn't see this one coming. Under the new legislation, anyone deemed to have been verbally abusive in person or online to a transgender person, including insulting them, could be hit with a prison sentence of up to 7 years. And by the way, you can share someone else's post and also be included in that and get a prison sentence of 7 years. Yet, that group of people, trans people, could go and hang out in little kids' bathrooms at kids' parks, and they have a full beard and a dress, and they haven't even butchered themselves at that point yet. And that's totally okay. But if we say, I don't think I like that. I found that weird. And they get insulted. 7 years in prison for you. This is the Orwellian environment we're living in. This is a move towards technocratic enslavement. That it says in this article that instantly led to a flood of bad faith reports, including from conservatives making a mockery of the system and from deranged left-wing activists trying to punish their ideological adversaries. David Threadgold, chairman of the Scottish Police Federation, said that the new legislation was being exploited to pursue personal and political vendettas. Well, no kidding. You could just say you're insulted and throw someone in prison for years. It seems pretty obvious. It says, and I quote, "Police Scotland have gone public and said that on every occasion, reports of hate crime will be investigated." How is that possible? Mr. Threadgold told the BBC, "That creates a situation where we simply cannot cope at the moment." And I quote, "When you have vexatious complaints, people who look to weaponize this legislation or who make these complaints for personal gain or political point scoring, then that creates a problem for the police, which can affect public satisfaction in my organization," he added. As we previously highlighted, Police Scotland admitted that the new law could create additional demand and create a resource implication for police. This followed a trial of separate program, a trial of a separate program, rather, set to be implemented across the country to stop investigating crimes like theft and criminal damage, with authorities acknowledge, which authorities acknowledge will help criminals. As we reported yesterday, out of the more than 8,000 reports police have received under the new hate crime law, less than 1% are leading to investigations. Police Scotland are having to pay officers in their control room hundreds of thousands in overtime to deal with the onslaught of frivolous reports. You guys are doing the right thing. You guys are working here, my friends. This is a positive thing to see, though. It's only the beginning. It's still nice to see some of these things sometimes. It says, however, that's still nearly 800 new investigations in a single week for a police force that already has stretched resources. It's been a complete disaster, but they can't say nobody warned them. And we're seeing this move forward in Canada, where people are being faced with a lot of this stuff. People are facing prison time for saying their kids are not transgender in the face of mothers or fathers that think that they are. It is truly, truly insane. Police have showed up at the doors of people in Canada, in parts of even the United States, Australia, many other places throughout Europe as well, where they've come to the doors and people's doors and said, "Hey, did you post this on Facebook? It's insulting, it's offensive, whatever it might be, something regarding the injections." This is all a roll-up to the full censorship, and they'll utilize convenience and money to do that, and the food supply that you have in your home. Trust me, they will do this. It is coming, and it's all on you to do something about it. But J.K. Rowling has recently said, "Arrest me," in challenge over hate crime law. She's pushed back a lot. And in Ireland, we saw similar things where they pushed these kinds of hate crime laws, and it got so much pushback that they're kind of rolling it back. But again, they'll take away 10 freedoms and give you six back, and people will think that's normal, and it's normalized in their minds that this is now okay. We're as free as we were before. No, you aren't. The Guardian says the purpose is getting lost. Debate obscuring point of Scottish hate law, says campaigners. Many fear a focus on social media is drawing attention from those the hate crime law aims to protect. No, it's not. It's attacking anyone who dares to speak and giving the government the ability to lock you up for that. So I think it's pretty important for social media to talk about this. We're seeing the same thing happen in Poland, as we recently reported, 3 years in jail for insults against LGBT ideology, Poland's potential new hate speech law. Conservatives have slammed the proposal as an attempt to stifle debate on LGBT issues and silence Christian teachings. Now, we have Youssef declares that anyone who reported his anti-white speech to police is far right. You're the racist if you thought Youssef's white rant was hateful. The furor over Scotland's draconian new hate crime laws rumbles on as First Minister Humza Yousaf has now stated that the only people who reported his infamous anti-white speech as a potential hate crime are far right. So you can attack white people, you can attack Christians, you can attack Muslims, but you cannot attack, let's see, Jews, gays, let me see, the government in general, governments around the world. Those are hateful. People that want to cut off your child's genitalia, you can't say anything to them that's negative, because it's hate speech. It's pretty obvious where they're creating class wars to create a civil war to clash people against each other, so everyone fights, all while they warm up, utilizing this as a psychological operation as well to bring in the Great Reset and the money censorship that we will see in the future with social credit and carbon credits, which we already see in places like China and in parts of Africa as well, as they move into the new global economy of BRICS. Daily Record says Humza Yousaf tells critics of hate crime law to stop peddling misinformation. So anything that we say against him and his laws are misinformation. Literally reading the law itself, where it says you could go to jail for 7 years for insulting someone, is misinformation according to him. But of course, it's not. He is using a very Orwellian tactic of using words in a certain way to present an argument for his viewpoint without actually giving an argument for his viewpoint, which essentially is everything that you disagree with the government on is misinformation. And they just use the word as a placeholder for fill in the blank because they don't have an argument because they're evil and they're trying to destroy your freedom of speech and your very humanity. So why make an argument for that? No one's going to want to hear the argument. You have to say safety and misinformation and all that kind of stuff. It's the only way. We saw it with the COVID hoax. So why not do it with this? Blacklistednews.com says disinformation expert tells people to only use trusted sources. Avoid doing your own research. Yes, NPR and government run media and BBC government run media and CBC government run media, depending on which country you are in. Either way, whatever the narrative the government and the CIA and Mossad and MI6 say, you must follow it. Get on your knees, lick the boots, my friend, because that is what they are essentially telling you. Don't do your own research. Only accept information from, a very well-scripted establishment publication. I mean, that is beyond crazy. Imagine teaching kids that. Don't do your own own research. You have to just get on your knees and do and say whatever the state tells you to, and whatever the newspaper says is true, whatever the media says is true. That's what they are trying to drill into the minds of children and university students, which I don't know which one's more mature and has more intelligence, but you know what I mean? This is a very fast moving issue. This would have caused riots 15 years ago. And now it is widely accepted, though also widely disapproved of, and is creating clashes between classes. No pun intended there, didn't mean to rhyme. And, with that, you end up with a normalization of these class hurdles, and you end up with a war. And you end up with, of course, also, by the way, people that are against a lot of these laws are doing nothing about it, for the most part. Some are, but most aren't. They're sitting on their hands. The best way to really fight this is just to keep speaking and not be afraid and always say what you think, what comes to your mind. As long as you believe that what you're saying is true, you should just say it out loud and be honest. Words are words. No grown adult should be hurt by words. Children were taught that sticks and stones may break my bones, but words will never hurt me. Well, it's interesting in this day and age that children seem to know that more than grown-ass adults who have absolutely no excuse other than weakness, which is part of the demoralization of a civilization as it collapsed that civilization, to be offended by words. Yes, I'm speaking of people like Ben Shapiro as well, who speaks out against, this woke mob all the time. But if you criticize Israel, you have to be some kind of anti-Semite and you should be silenced and you shouldn't be allowed to be on his platform, etc. This is allegedly what, he seems to deliver these days. And of course, this is something I've warned about for a long time because they've also created a new narrative networks that, in independent media of fake, of course, mainstream alternative media, which David Icke has been speaking of, The Amazing Polly has been speaking of, etc. And it's creating a new narrative, a controlled opposition, a standard, essentially, that's becoming mainstream. And then sends people, misdirects people from the actual truth. It's a limited hangout operation, which is what the CIA says. Tell part of the truth, but not the entirety of the truth, to misdirect people from the entirety of the truth. And that's what's happening. Much of the independent medias don't know they're doing this. They're just following along with what they think now is a narrative because it's normalized. And that in itself is a form of censorship because they knew they could not silence all of us. But a lot of people in independent media now are splitting on, the Israel issue, we shouldn't say that. It's anti-Semitic. It's blah, blah, blah. But you can say all these other things. I mean, my goodness, say what you want, say what you believe, and fuck anyone that tries to tell you otherwise, and fuck the government that tries to tell you otherwise. Reject them. Give them a big middle finger. Tell them that you are an autonomous human being. You have the right to do whatever you want as long as you're not hurting anybody. And it's up to the defense of others and responsibility of others to defend themselves from things they don't like. If you don't like certain things, if you see a video online that you don't like, if you see, blood and gore in a movie and you don't like blood and gore, then you turn it off. Or if you want to stomach it, you keep watching. It's up to you. If you hear words you don't like, then just deal with it. First of all, silence them out if it's affecting you that much. Walk away. Don't involve yourself in the situation further, whatever it might be. But of course, these are obvious things that you could tell a four-year-old. Seriously. So in this debaucherous age, it's not, sex and violence that is the problem, according to the state. It is, of course, questioning if someone really is a girl or it really is a boy, or saying, I don't know if I agree with, a man with a beard wearing a dress going into a bathroom for children at an elementary school. Yeah, that seems like a reasonable concern. But of course, that is what can get you put in prison for up to 7 years. We're not talking about someone finding a trans person, beating the shit out of them, and is saying this is for being trans. That obviously is wrong. And any violence against free human beings is wrong. Is it a mental illness? Yes, but you don't usually go around beating up someone with schizophrenia. Point is, it's not just that. It's just basic insults or jokes. They're going after Sam Tripley right now for saying nigga, which I will say, and I don't care, because it's ridiculous. It's a fucking word. He goes on a show, and it was during a comedy show, and he was talking about people's pronouns. And the people, someone in the audience said, I'm they, them. And he said, okay, well, then I'm the realest nigga then, if we're just going to be making up things and identifying as whatever we want. Context matters. There's no pain and suffering in that. You're not hurting someone saying these things. We don't need to even explain you're not hurting people saying these things. But of course, because of the environment we live in today, we are targeted for daring to say anything out of the norm because they want a norm culture, which will move into our social credit system, which is what the Chinese have been developing. And of course, I've been reporting on that for over 10 years. People used to think I was crazy, but that has pushed Chinese people into complete conformation. If you look, everyone is basically doing whatever they're told. Generally, everyone doesn't dare to question the government. Everyone thinks the government is great and is helping us. Not everyone, but most people. And they are arrested if they say negative things about police or whatever on WeChat. Now, that is where we're going here. And of course, they're not allowed out of cities, zero COVID policies, etc. Now that is leading to 15-minute cities agendas and the unified ledgers and surveillance state that we're seeing today. And that is lumped in with the CBDC system. And of course, guaranteed basic income and placating you on drugs and video games, as Yuval Noah Harari says he wants to do, sitting on a couch somewhere. And as Klaus Schwab says, China is a role model for the Great Reset. So this is all coming together, resetting the economy, giving you a new currency, and that currency will only work for you. And you will only be able to get your food rations as they destroy the supply chain and cause war worldwide if you follow along and do as they're told or as they tell you. And that is where we're at currently, my friends. And it's already happening. It's not like I said years ago, this is coming. No, this is already happening. We're already seeing cases of this. We're already seeing 15-minute cities built. We're already seeing the rollout of CBDCs throughout the world right now. We're seeing the move from the dollar to the BRICS world reserve currency, all by design, all meant to censor you in a really real way. The censorship that they wish to gain over you is a censorship of humanity. They wish to censor humanity, the very soul, the essence of being a human being. That is what they're targeting. And if you do nothing now about this, you will have to forever hold your peace, because you will be in a Logan's Run type civilization, domed off from the rest, on the inside looking out, unable to escape. And this isn't about fear. This is about, real world issues with real world solutions. Again, I urge people to go and check those links below, because these are real solutions, because this is a real way to not censor you, because they cannot censor you if your money is in the bank, is not in the bank, and you have food. Because those are the two currencies that are dangling over your head for your freedom. HeavensHarvest.com for long-term storable foods that are non-GMO. There's organic kits, heirloom seeds, water filtration and storage, books on how to get started. You could use code WAM, WAM, and you get 5% off, as well as you get free shipping in the United States. So go and check that out today. Save yourself, save your family, save yourself from the poison food that they're trying to give you in the face of the Great Reset to force you to be sick at the same time as force you to take their food rations later on. One of the ways that they do this is, of course, with the banking system. So I also urge people to go and check out firstnationalbullion.com/schedule-consult, where you can book, of course, a free consultation and get a free complimentary investor package from Mark Gonzalez and buy physical gold and silver. When you sign up with Mark Gonzalez, make sure it's him that you're signing up with because he's a good friend and he does amazing work. You can go and buy physical gold and silver, keep it in a vault if you want, or keep it physically at your home. And of course, roll over into physical gold or silver IRAs, 401ks, etc. And in the comments, when you sign up for that, make sure to type in that you found them at World Alternative Media or WAM. As far as the poison food I was talking about before, so we do have Wild Pastures. You can get 20% off for life, plus $15 off your first box, 100% grass-fed and finished beef, pasture-raised pork, pasture-raised chicken, wild-caught seafood, no mRNA, no GMOs, no pesticides, hormones, any other chemicals of any kind. And this is really, really important going forward. You're saving farmers in 48 U.S. states, all, you know, on regenerative family farms, delivered to your door, temperature-controlled and customizable, however you see fit. So make sure to check out that Wild Pastures link in the description. It's very important going forward for your ability to sustain yourself, be healthy, and support the farmers who are under attack right now in the Great Reset. Of course, we have Lion Energy for batteries, solar panels, solar chargers, generators, etc. If you use our link, you get, of course, money off and free shipping. So you aren't dependent on the government grid. No one ever buys from this. I get it, but I would if I were you, because this is another way to stay independent. But of course, we also have rncstore.com, Richardson Nutritional Center, your source for Laetril online, made famous by G. Edward Griffin's book, World Without Cancer. You can get your apricot seeds, Laetril, amygdalin, and vitamin B17 there. Again, you could use code Josh, J-O-S-H. This is a very, very important product that could save your life, really. You know, we've been talking about it for quite a while. They're trying to kill us. This is a way to help mitigate that problem dramatically, in my opinion. Now, of course, we have, and we're going to be making some announcements soon, but we have madtravnutrition.com, where you could go and get 100% organic Peruvian coffee from Jamie Ike over at Iconic. You could also get Manuka honey and mushroom tinctures and extracts. Very, very, very important for your health. You could use code Josh, J-O-S-H, and you save money on your order as well. Finally, I'm just going to close this off by letting people know that they could go to our gogetfunding.com campaigns, Patreon, Subscribestar. We have a Bitcoin. We have a Cointree link with a bunch of different cryptocurrencies that you could donate in if you please, including privacy coins, all in the description. We thank you so much to those who've helped support us over time. You guys made it possible for us to survive. We couldn't do it without you, and it means the world to us. We are blessed to have so many amazing people watching us like yourself, and just sharing the video helps as well greatly. So thank you all. We've been dealing with some serious money issues. I had to give up my home, but hey, you know, if there's a will, there's a way, and I will do this to my dying breath. And I'm not like mainstream media. I'm not like most independent medias. I do things my way because I believe in what I'm saying, and I'm not going for any specific shill points. You know, a lot of independent medias are, unfortunately. Anyway, I appreciate everyone watching. You can find our Teespring store at the merchandise as well. And you can find us on Telegram, Rockfin, Band.video, BitChute, Odyssey, Rumble, and Brighteon at World Alternative Media, as well as Hive, Steemit, and Vigilante.tv at Josh Searson, as well as the Bad Guys TikTok and Instagram, World Alternative Media, Twitter, and Getter at World Alt Media, and all the major podcast platforms except for Spotify, of course. Hit that like button, share on social media, hit the notification bell, and hit subscribe if you have not yet already. And as always, my friends, live freely. Live by example always. This is Josh Searson signing out from World Alternative Media. Find the truth, be the change.